This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I've got a St. Pauli Girl Special Dark, which is a Category 4A Dark American Lager. Yeah, it's a German beer, but it's in the Dark American Lager category. Similar to the Pale American Lagers, they've been expanded to include international versions of mass-marketed beers. So this category is about darker-colored lagers that don't fit one of the classic styles. They're just making a sort of a general-purpose beer that's dark that would appeal to the same people that drink the paler versions of the mass-marketed beers around the world. So, awful lot of range in this style. Different brewers can take it in different directions, so this is a style where you need to avoid judging the beer as if it was a clone of one example that you've had, because a lot of the different examples are fairly different. So, take that into account when you judge the style. So this is a, well, it's definitely dark. It's, I'd put it at medium to dark brown. It's not opaque. You can see through it. You hold it up to a light. It's sort of a mahogany color. It is clear. It has a moderately sized beige head that looks to be settling fairly fast. All that seems fairly normal, so I'm going to go ahead and give that a 3. As far as aroma, getting a sort of a rich malty sweetness, moderate strength. The malt has like a, it's got some caramel. It's got some of the more Munich-like rich malty overtones that you, you know, associate with some German beers. I'm not really getting any roast. I am getting medium-low hops, sort of spicy, noble type. I'm getting an impression of esters, very light, but that could be overtones from the malt. Some malts like Kira Munich can give like a plum or prune-like overtone, and you know, perhaps that's what I'm getting. I wouldn't automatically associate that with fermentation temperature or yeast. It seems fairly clean. Good clean lager. It's very inviting. It's got some interest to it. The color gets your mind thinking that, you know, okay, what gave me that color? You know, if it's not just a coloring agent, is there some grain that's giving that? And you start smelling some interesting grain derived aromatics. So that sort of sets you up for looking for that when you taste it. I'm going to go ahead and give that a 11 for aroma. It's interesting, and it fits in the range of what you're looking for. Go ahead and taste it. It's got an initial malty sweetness. It has sort of a deep caramel flavor, and also some light roast, which is different than the aroma, because I didn't really get the roast there. It has a medium-low bitterness, a low spicy hop flavor. It finishes fairly dry. The malt flavors linger on into the aftertaste, and you get a hint of roast, some hop flavor, some hop bitterness. The malt is sort of primary. The other things are coming along to balance a little. It is a clean lager, but It is malt-focused beer, even though it has some of those other flavors. The roast has a light coffee character to it. I'll give that a 18 out of 20. As far as mouthfeel, it's between medium and medium light. It has medium-high carbonation. It's generally smooth, but I'm getting a little bit of a grainy roast astringency in the finish, which isn't in the best examples, so I'm going to give that a 4. Overall, it is a well-balanced, easy-drinking beer. The hop and the grain and roast bitterness are a little on the high side, but within the range. The big malty flavor does carry it. The initial sweetness, the malt flavor, sort of sets the tone. The dry finish makes it very drinkable. It's very common for German beers. That little bit of harshness in the finish sort of detracts. I wonder if it's a little old sometimes, if there's a little age or oxidation or perhaps a little skunk mixed in there, it can give you those off flavors. So being an import beer in a green bottle, you can get some of that. But this is a pretty classic example. I like the balance. It definitely fits the style well. It's an interesting beer. So I'm going to go ahead and give that an 8. So the total is 44. So that's a St. Pauli Girl Dark, judged as a Category 4A Dark American Lager.